he made the decision that God is real, he would be willing to give everything away.
那他当时想说，如果他真实地做了这个决定，相信有这位神的话，那神就拥有他的一切，他完全可以放弃。
As a young child, I was put in orphanages and foster homes.
那我年幼的时候，我那个时候是住在孤儿院和寄养家庭。
And I moved every 3 months.
那每三个月我就会搬到另外一个地方。
I didn't know anything about religion.
那我那时候对宗教一点都不了解。
But when I was 9 years old,
那我九岁的那年
I was walking out in a field.
那我那时候在田野里面
No one was around.
那是周围没有任何一个人
And I had been taught to swear, to curse.
那我那个时候我已经知道怎么样说脏话骂人
And I wanted to do it good.
那我那时候想说我脏话要说得好一点，然后骂人骂得厉害
So I practiced.
那我那时候就在那个田野里面在练习
And I was practicing.
那我那时候在田野里面就在说脏话，在练习怎么样骂人。
And a voice spoke that I heard.
但是我却听到天上一个声音。
Do not take my name in vain.
他说不要妄称我的名。
It terrified me.
那我听到这样的声音，我就是完全的恐慌。
So I never used God or Jesus Christ in cursing again.
所以我那时候再也不敢在我骂人的话中用神这样的词。
And it put a fear and a hatred in me.
那我从那时候心中有了一种惧怕，一种也惧怕甚至也一种恨。
I didn't like anything religious.
那我那时候因为这样的经历，我更不喜欢宗教。
Anybody mentioned religion, I ran.
任何人在我面前提到宗教，我就跑开。
When I was 22 years old,
那我22岁那年
，I graduated from college.
我大学毕业。
And I'd just taken some courses in sciences.
那我在大学期间有上过一些自然科学的课。
So my mind was filled with organic chemistry and biochemistry.
那我的专科里面我学了这个有机化学和生物化学。
And I had a Bible.
那我那时候也有一本圣经。
I'd never read it.
我从来没有读过。
And I thought, you know, I need to read this Bible.
那有一天我突然想说，我或许应该把它读一读。
So at least I can say I've done it, and then I can be rid of it.
至少我能够说我曾经读过一遍，然后我就不去理它了。
So I read the New Testament as an unbeliever.
所以我那时候作为一个非信徒，我把新约圣经读了一遍。
I read it like a chemistry book.
那我就把它像当作一本化学书一样把它读了一遍。
And so I would ask Christians, I'd find Christians, and I would ask them questions.
那我那时候遇到基督徒，我就问他们关于新约的问题。
None of them have ever read the New Testament.
那我发觉很多的基督徒其实没有读过新约。
As an unbeliever, I knew more about the Bible than they did.
那我那时候作为非信徒，反而知道更多关于新约的事情，比这些基督徒还知道多。
So we went to a church.
那个时候我们就去了一间教会。
And these people were strange.
那我们那时候觉得这些基督徒很奇怪。
And they spoke words that I didn't use. I didn't know their words.
那这些基督徒好像用一些行话，我从来不能够理解，也没有用过。
So I decided to study these people.
那我那时候就觉得说，我要好好研究这些人。
So I took a notebook to every service.
那我每一次主日崇拜，我就拿一本小笔记本。
I wrote down all of their strange words.
那我把所听到的让我觉得非常奇怪的词都记下来。
Like victory, salvation.
那时候得胜蒙拯救。
Do you have the victory?
你在你生活的中是不是得胜了
？Hallelujah！
哈利路亚
！So I'd go home and I'd get a dictionary and I'd look these words up in the dictionary to see what they meant.
那我回家之后，我就拿一本字典，我就把每个词去查一遍，看它是什么意思。
And then they did things in the church.
然后当时在教会的一些的活动。
And that church, somebody was sick.
那如果当时在教会里面有人生病，他们就按手给他祷告。
Scripture talks about the elders laying hands on the sick.
圣经中也讲到说，你生病之后要请长老为你来抹油祷告。
So I thought the pastor was an egomaniac.
那我那时候觉得当时的牧师好像是过于自大狂。
He thought he could put his hands on people and they'd get well.
当时我认为说他怎么自大到一种程度，他可以按手在别人头上就可以治病。
So my Bible had a concordance in the back.
那我当时的圣经是一种串珠圣经。
And it also was a King James Bible.
它也是我们讲的钦定本。
So I couldn't understand the words in it either.
那钦定本用的是古英文，所以很多的英文他也不懂。
So I had to look up these words in the dictionary to find out what they meant.
那当时古英文的词我也要去查字典才能够明白是什么意思。
Well, I found these things were in the Bible.
那然后我就发觉圣经中有以下这些词。
The pastor thought I was a Bible college student studying for the ministry.
那当时的牧师以为说我是一个 神学生，因为我这么样的去查很多的字典和去弄懂很多圣经的词。
And I was just an unbeliever studying them.
其实我那时候是一个非信徒在研读圣经而已。
At the end of 3 months, I decided God was real.
那三个月之后，我就下定决心认为神是真实的。
I told my wife that afternoon, I'm going to give myself to God tonight.
那天我就跟我太太讲说，今天晚上我要来遇见神。
Now their custom was to go to the front and kneel at an altar.
那当时教会的习惯说，你愿意来蒙拯救的话，你就到前面来跪下来。
When they gave me the chance, I went to the altar and knelt.
所以聚会结束呼召的时候，我就到前面台前就跪下来了。
I didn't know what to do.
那跪下来之后不知道要做什么。
There I was kneeling. What am I supposed to do?
那我那时候跪在那边，心里想说，我应当做什么呢
？Nobody told me.
没有人跟我讲说应当做什么。
Finally, I said, God, I give myself to you.
那最后我就对神说，神啊，我把我一生交给你。
I felt nothing.
那我没有感觉任何奇怪的感受。
Went home that night.
那我那天晚上回家。
Went to bed.
睡觉。
Went to sleep.
就睡着了。
First time in 10 years in my life that I ever went home and went to bed and went to sleep without having a terror attack about dying.
那结果那天晚上是我在我人生的10年当中第一次我回家睡觉，然后能够睡一个整觉，没有说半夜惊醒过来还惧怕说我会死去。
That was gone.
那这个惧怕就突然之间就没有了。
I didn't understand it.
我完全不理解发生了什么事情。
The next day, I was walking down the street in our city.
第二天我在街道上走的时候。
And a perfect stranger, somebody I did not know.
一个陌生人走过来。
Smiled at me and said good morning.
对我微笑说早晨好。
That had never happened to me in my life.
那个在我当时的人生里面从来没有发生过。
My wife used to tell me, if I was a man, I'd pick a fight with you.
那我太太曾经跟我说是，如果她是一个男人的话，她一定会跟我打架的。
I came home and told my wife, somebody smiled at me and said good morning.
那我那天非常兴奋，回去对我太太说，今天早上有一个人对我讲早上好。
Because I was filled with hatred.
那因为我那时候到那个时候的人生充满了仇恨。
And that hate was totally gone.
但我那样的仇恨也是因为我接受神完全的消失。
I was claustrophobic.I could not go into a closed room and have the door shut. I'd have to prop the door open.
那我这个词不知道怎么翻译，就是他非常惧怕这种被关在任何一个地方，所以他进到一个房间，如果门窗都关起来，他就非常惧怕，他会一定要把一个门和一个窗打开。
I couldn't go in an elevator. I couldn't go in a cave. I couldn't go into an airplane. I'd be terrified.
我那时候不敢进电梯，不敢进山洞，也不敢进飞机，因为那些都是一个封闭性的一个环境。我进到那样的环境，我就完全的惧怕。
That was gone.
那样的惧怕也是在一夜之间就消失了。
I didn't understand it.
我完全不理解为是这样的神奇。
I don't understand it to this day.
一直到今天，我仍然不理解。
But what I learned was I had to change my life.
但是我逐渐的明白，我需要改变我的人生。
By living with other people and my mother having 3 husbands, I didn't know what a family was and I didn't know what love was.
我从小这样从孤儿院到寄养家庭，然后我的母亲也有3个丈夫，那我整个的成长过程里面，我并不知道也不理解什么是家庭，什么是爱。
Now here I was reading in the scripture, if somebody slaps you on the cheek, turn the other cheek.
那在圣经中记载到说，如果有人打你左边的脸，你把右脸也转过去。
I had a loaded pistol on a holster on the dash of my car. If somebody slapped my face, I was going to shoot them.
我那时候在我的车窗旁边我就挂了一把手枪，我是说如果有人要欺负我的话，我就会拿枪打他。
Now I have to change my whole life, put my gun away, and turn the other cheek.
那我现在成为基督徒之后，我就觉得我要开始改变我的人生，要把枪拿走，而且要学习被打之后把另外一个脸也转过去。
And I have 3 sons.
我那个时候已经有3个儿子。
I have to teach them how to turn their cheek, but not be a sissy.
那我也要教导我这3个孩子如何也要忍受这样的侮辱，但同时不被人嘲笑。
So I had to look up all the things about family and father and man and wife to learn how to be a person.
所以我那个时候我就重新再读圣经，要重新学怎么做人，怎么样做父亲，怎么样做父母，怎么样教育家庭是什么，养育子女等等。
That was difficult for my wife.
那段时间对我太太也是非常的不容易。
Because she married one man, and I was a totally different man now.
那她跟我结婚的时候我是一种人，结果结婚之后信主之后成为另外一种人。
She used to be first, now she's second.
那以前她是我生命中的第一位，现在她成为生命中的第二位。
And so we restructured our family, and began learning how to do things. But our question was, how does God answer prayer?
那我们那时候就开始了一个新的家庭的生活。那在我们家庭生活里面，一个很重要的问题，神是怎么样听我们祷告的
？This church we attended believed in prayer.
那我们那时候参加的这个教会非常相信祷告。
I should say they believed in answers to prayer.
那他们也更相信说神应允听他们的祷告。
So somebody would stand up one Sunday and say, "Pray, pray for me. I have a financial problem."
所以像他们主日的聚会会有人站起来说请大家为我祷告，我现在财经上有问题。
Sometime later they'd stand up and say, God met my need, praise God, sit down.
或许 过一段时间之后会有人站起来说感谢赞美神，神帮助了我解决我财经的问题。
After the church service I would go to them, how did he answer your prayer?
那我那时候就非常的好奇，那聚会之后我会常常的去找这些人，主动的问他们说到底神是怎么样回应你的祷告。
They looked at me like, you're not supposed to ask that.
那他们会觉得我这些问题都很奇怪，觉得我不应当这样问。
I needed to know.
但是我当时非常想知道神是怎么样的神。
Did they go fishing and get money out of the fish?
那他是不是跑去钓鱼，突然从鱼口中拿出一笔钱出来。
Did it roll down the street?
或者是在路上捡到一笔钱。
Did it grow in their pocket?
或者是突然就从他的口袋里面长出来。
Did somebody die and give them an inheritance?
或者是有谁去世有一大笔遗产给他们。
How did God do that?
到底神是怎么做的。
And so I was an irritant.
那我那时候其实给很多人造成很多麻烦。
I saw in the scripture where Christians are supposed to tithe.
那在圣经中我读到说作为基督徒应当有十一奉献。
And I wanted to do everything right.
那我那时候非常想做每一个事情都按照圣经。
My wife had been raised in a church.
那我太太是在一个教会中长大。
Where you give a little.
那她那时候已经有习惯说会给一些。
She was kind of like the man who took his little boy to church and gave him a dime and a quarter. And he said, "You give one of those when the offering comes by."And after the service, the father asked the boy, which one did you give? Well, he said, Dad, the preacher preached that God loved a cheerful giver, and I know I'd be a lot more cheerful if I gave the dime, so I gave the dime.
那他们当我母亲的生长的环境就像一个故事所表明的，这故事讲说有这个父亲会带着他的儿子去教会，那他父亲会给他儿子一个一毛钱的硬币和两毛五分钱的硬币，就跟他儿子说你随便按照你的愿望去给。那他儿子事后他父亲问他儿子说你今天奉献了什么，他儿子就会回答说因为圣经上说神喜悦一个乐意奉献的人，所以那我因为我非常的我更喜欢乐意我更乐意捐一毛钱，所以他就捐了一毛钱。
So Annette wanted to give the dime, but I was given the quarter.
那我那时候我太太呢会给一毛钱，那我是
that's where
是 给一毛钱的那种人，但我是更是那种希望给两毛五的那种人。
And she has to tell you her milk story.
那我下面请她来分享一个关于牛奶的故事。
Thank you. Well.We had four children.
就像我们刚才提到我们有四个孩子。
And I was in charge of the budget.
他是管账的。
And had to buy the food.
那他买全家的食物。
And my husband wanted to give everything away.
那我那时候我先生就是非常想说把所有的东西都给出去。
So I was a Christian, yes.
我那时候是一个基督徒。
I had become a Christian when I was 6 years old.
那 我从六岁的时候就成为基督徒。
I had an encounter with God, and I knew He was real.
我那时候六岁的时候亲自遇见神，我知道他是真实的。
He was my father.
他是我的天父。
My grandfather had taken my sister and I to a little tiny church.
那我那个时候，我的祖父带我和我妹妹去一个小教会。
With maybe 30 people.Less than this.
那我那时候教会很小，只有三十个人。
And I met God. So every Sunday morning, I got my sister up. I was six, she was five. I dressed her and took her to Sunday school.
那个时候每个礼拜天我六岁，我妹妹五岁，我会把她叫起来，帮她穿好衣服，我们一起去教会崇拜。
So like many of you young people.
就像我们在座的很多的年轻人，
you learn the Bible studies,
你们
the Bible
学习如何查考圣经，来读圣经。
But you just learn.
那个时候我们就是在学。
But you kind of lose who God is.
但是有些时候我们在这个只是读跟学的过程里面，却忽略了神是谁，没有真实的经历他。
So you know He loves you.
那你相信说，你知道说神爱你。
But you know, it's just regular. Just.
但是你的经历并不很贴切。
Now my husband has become acquainted with God and Jesus Christ.
那我那时候我先生信主之后，他跟神的关系好像非常的活泼。
Which I wanted. I was praying that he would be a Christian.
那个时候，我其实在他信主之前，一直为他祷告，希望他成为基督徒。
But now he's a wild Christian.
他成为基督徒之后，非常的火热。
A little calmer. Yeah.
甚至让我觉得有些疯狂。我那时候心里想说，让他能不能安定下来一点。
So this one Sunday.
那有一天主日。
Payday is Wednesday.
那我们拿工资是礼拜三。
And we only have a little money.
那时候我们只有一点点钱。
So I tell my husband.
那我那时候对我先生说。
After church.
教会以后。
We need to stop at the grocery store.
那我们会需要去
And get milk.
买食物，买牛奶。
Because the fridge is almost empty.
那我们冰箱内几乎都空了。
And no milk for the children.
那我们已经没有牛奶给小孩子了。
He goes,
他那时候就一边听一边点头。
So as we get in the car,
那我们进到车里面。
Remember, tonight after church, milk.
那我就提醒他说，今天教会以后，我们一定要去买牛奶给小孩子。
When we come through the church,
那我们
door.
Come, leaving church door?
In the church.
Again,
remember, tonight, milk.
那我又提醒他说，今天晚上我们需要去买牛奶给小孩子。
Because I know he only has a little money.
那我知道说他口袋里面只有一点点钱。
So we sit.
那我们坐下来。
One child, Jerry, another child, me, another child.
那我们当时坐的位置是有一个孩子，然后是我先生，然后另外三个孩子，然后就是他，就是师母。
There is an emergency.
那我那时候突然觉得情况不对。
The pastor says, we need to take an extra offering.
那牧师在讲道的时候提到说，今天我们要收特别的奉献。
So the ushers come.
那这些执事们就跑过来。
I am sitting.Jerry is down here.
那我坐在这边，但是我先生是在我右边，对。
One, two, Jerry.
在我左边，右边。Sorry.
I tried to get his eye.
那我那时候一直希望他来注意我。
He looks straight ahead.
但是我先生只朝前看，不来看我。
He's too far away. I can't kick him.
但是他坐的离我的太远，我也不能够用脚去踢他。
I give him the bad look.
那我那时候脸色不好的看着他。
He looked straight ahead.
他就一直朝前看。
The offering comes by.
那收奉献的盘子过来。
What does he do?
他做了什么呢？
Into his pocket.
他就伸手进他的口袋。
The money goes in.
他把所有的钱就拿出来放到奉献箱里面了。
Now I am upset.
然后我就开始很生气。
Church is over. We get in the car.
教会结束之后，我们一起上车。
Silence.
那我就不说话了。
We get home.
我们到了家。
Silence.
我仍然不说话。
We get into the house.
那我们走到家里面。
To the door.
到了家门口。
There's a big fridge.
那家里面有一个很大的冰箱。
And I know there is almost nothing in that fridge.
我们家里这么大的冰箱里面，我知道说其实已经没有什么东西了。
So very dramatically.
但是非常非常。
Jerry, how could you give the rest of our money away when in our fridge there is no milk for our children?
那我那时候就再也忍不住了，就开始向他大叫说：“Jerry， 这个为什么你把今天所有的钱都给出去？那我们家里面已经没有任何牛奶给孩子了。
”I threw the door open.
那我那时候就把门用力地打开。
And in my fridge.
那我们那时候突然看到我的冰箱里面。
Every inch of that fridge is covered with little packets of milk.
啊，非常神奇的，在我冰箱里面充满了这个小罐的牛奶。
Like you get in school for the cafeteria, the little milk.
就像小孩子们在学校里面吃饭的时候那种小罐牛奶。
Every inch. Every inch. It's a big fridge.
那我们这么大的冰箱里面全部被装满了。
I am in shock.
那我非常的惊讶。
Jerry grabs the children and kneels down on the floor and thanks God.
那我先生就把小孩子都叫过来，一起跪下来，来向神感恩。
He grabs the milk, hands it to them, and everybody has a milk party. They're drinking milk on the floor.
然后他就打开很多牛奶给这些小孩子们喝。
But I don't understand.
那我那时候非常的不理解。
How could this happen?
那这怎么可能发生？
We know one man who is a milkman.
那我们那时候认识一个人，他是送牛奶的。
One time,
有一次，
he's been to our home.
他曾经到我们家里面来。
We live in the country. Many roads go this way, that way, this way, round.
我们那时候住在乡下，很多的路在我们门口经过。
Very confusing.
那其实路非常的复杂。
He is the only one I can think of, so I ask him.
所以我在想说，很可能是他给我们的这些牛奶，我就问他。
That Sunday, he goes to all the schools in the whole county.
那一天，他到这个整个郡的所有的学校里面去。
And he fills the kitchens with these milk cartons.
他就在这个郡里面各个学校里面的，就给他们灌好牛奶。
But this Sunday,
但是刚过去这个礼拜天，
he has three big containers extra.
那他有三桶多的这个牛奶。
Never happened before.
那从来没有发生过的事情。
So as he's driving home,
当他开车回家的路上，
in his milk truck,
啊，他开着他的牛奶车，
he goes, I'll have to throw it away.
他说我这三桶牛奶我很可能就要丢掉了。
I can't take it back to the factory. There's no place to put it. I'll have to throw it.
他也不可能再送回这个牛奶工厂，他否则他要把它丢掉了。
Ah, the Jacksons.
他突然想到说这个 Jackson 这一家。
They have four children.
他们有四个孩子。
He's down the road. Right there is the road that he has to turn.
他就在我要走过的路的旁边，所以他就赶快过去了。
And he finds our place.
他找到我们的家。
And he looks, oh no, they're Christians. It's dark. They're probably at church.
那他们想到说他们是基督徒，那现在天已经黑了，他们可能还在教会没有回家。
Well, maybe if I put it on the porch, they'll be home soon. It won't spoil.
他开始想说，我如果放在他们门口，或许他们很快就会到家，也不会坏掉。
Puts it on the porch, tries the door. Those days.
Yeah. 在那个时候，我们一般都不锁门的，所以他先放在我们的门前，后来试了一下我们的门栓，发觉没有锁门，他们就进去了。
In a In the country, you didn't lock your door.
在那时候在乡下，你都不锁门。
He goes through the porch.
他那时候就进到我们的家里面。
The kitchen.
然后进到厨房。
Looks for the light switch. There's a big fridge.
他就看到这大的冰箱。
He opens it to put maybe some milk in. Empty fridge.
他那时候打开冰箱，他先放进一些，后来发觉冰箱很大，而且还有很多空位。
He says it took him an hour.
他那时候，他后来跟我讲说，他花了整整一个小时的时间。
Every little carton.
他把那些一罐一罐的小牛奶都放好在冰箱里面。
But he left with a smile. What a joke.
但是他离开的时候满心欢喜。
But for me,
对我来说
it was God had somehow knew Jerry was going to give the money away. We had no milk, and he knew I was wanting milk, and he blessed me with that milk.
但对我来说，我知道说神知道，我先生 Jerry 会把他所有的钱都奉献出去。但是同时也知道我们家需要牛奶。
And I knew God had done it. He had arranged it. He had arranged the extra milk. The man who remembered how to get to our house, the man who put it in, just as a joke, I knew God had done it.
所以，这件事情让我清楚地知道，神知道我的一切的需要，神知道说这个人会有多余的牛奶，这个人也知道怎么到我们的家，这个人也有心愿意把他所有剩下的牛奶把我们的冰箱全部装满。
And from then I knew all the things I'd heard in Sunday school and church.
那这件事情让我开始明白，我小时候在儿童主日学里面所听到的所有关于神的故事都是真实的。
About God loving you.
那关于神爱我们的真理。
And taking care of you.
神看顾我们。
And when Jesus said, "Do not worry about what you're going to eat or drink."
所以，耶稣讲说，不要为我们的饮食忧虑。
What you're going to wear?
不要为我们的吃什么、穿什么、用什么。
God knows you need those things.
神知道我们需要这些东西。
And He will take care of you.
他会看顾我们。
It became so strong in my heart.
借着这个经历，神的这些的真理，成为在我心里面成为如此的真实和有力。
That when years later,
多年之后
，when our boys were starting to be teenagers like you boys there,
那当我的小孩子们也像这种青少年的年纪
，and God asked us to get rid of everything we had,
那神那时候感动我们要奉献我们所有的一切。
And give our lives full time to him.
让我们全时间的来服侍他。
And he wanted us to not be sponsored by any church.
那个时候甚至感动我们说不用找任何的一个教会来支持我们。
Or people.
也不用找人来支持我们。
He wanted us to learn how he would take care of us.
神那时候要教我们说要完全的依靠他。
We moved 6 of us.
那时候我们一家六口
into a school bus
我们就搬进了一个汽车校车住在一个校车里
yes a yellow one
黄颜色的一个校车
Jerry fixed it up nice everything folded together
那我先生就把那个校车好好的整理了
beds, kitchen
那有床位有厨房
and we went to the Navajo reservation
那时候我们就开着这个车就住在了这个
Not far from here.
印第安人的居留区。
And we learned.
那借着这些的经历，我们一直在学习。
All of us.
我们全家六口都在学习神如何的看顾我们。
And you know, one time.
有一次。
We had no money.
我们没有钱了。
Jerry had given me $10. To buy groceries for a week.
我先生 Jerry 给了我10块钱去买家用品。
For 6 of us.
为六个人六口。
And I prayed, Lord, I need more money.
我那时候跟神祷告说，我需要更多的钱才能够买够食品。
And one time I actually saw a little whirlwind.
那我有一次看到这个风卷起这种灰尘的这么小旋风。那我那时候把脚伸过去踩一下
，$20。
就二十块钱在里面。对
Really? It's true.
这是一个真实的故事。
But many other miracles, God became so real.
我们在这样的生活里面经历实在神太多的这样的带领和神迹。
Ask you to do something, He will take care of you.
当神感动你去做什么事情，他会看顾你的一切。
We men go out and do things, and then our wives have to take care of the children and all those things. Isn't that true?
那很多时候我们想说，男子出去干活的时候，妻子在家里实在照顾很多家人的需要。
When we got rid of everything, we had 3 acres of land, 2 houses, and a house partially built.
那个时候神呼召我们全时间出来奉献给他的时候，那个时候我们有2栋房子，3亩地。
We had antique hand-carved furniture.
我们有古董的家具。
And we pretty much gave it all away.
那个时候我们把所有的财产全部捐献出去。
We planted a church in our community.
我们那时候在我们的所居住的地方开始了一个教会。
Pastoring that on the side.
那个时候我们也在牧养这个教会。
I was managing 3 businesses.
那个时候也有三个。
And the Lord had us move into a school bus.
那个时候我有三个 business 怎么翻译？生意，然后神呼召我们就全家就搬进了这个校车。
It would fit in this room here, out to the third row there. 6 of us.
那个校车也挺大的，大概能够有这个屋子这么长，然后宽度是到第三排这样。
We lived in it for several years.
那我们一起住在这个校车住了几年。
Now you might think our children were damaged.
那你心里会想说，我们这样做深深地伤害了我们的4个孩子。
Each child had an area 5 feet or three feet long, 24 inches wide, and 10 inches deep, and everything they owned had to fit in there.
那我们那时候每一个小孩子有3尺长、24尺宽跟24寸宽跟10寸深的这么一个体积，让他们存他们所有拥有的财物。
Our 3 sons,
那我们三个儿子
work with us in the ministry today.
那今天仍然在跟我们一起在服全时间服侍。
Our daughter-in-laws work with us.
我们三个儿媳妇也跟我们一起在服侍。
And 2 of our grandchildren work with us.
我们的2个孙子也跟我们一起在服侍。
And that's the mercy of God.
那实在是神的很大的怜悯。
And they say the best year, our children say the best years of their life is when we were traveling and living in the bus.
那今天这些小孩子会告诉我们说，他们人生里面最幸福的几年是他们在这个车里面住的，然后跑来跑去的时候。
The purpose of our life living in the bus was to learn how God answered prayer.
那我们那时候全家住在这个校车，一个很重要的目的是学习亲身经历神是怎么样回应我们的祷告。
When we were praying, we got a scripture in Luke 12, chapter 31.
那我们那时候其中一种经历，我们祷告的时候，路加福音12章。
Scripture says, "But seek His kingdom, and these things shall be given to you as well, and that's food and clothing and shelter. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom." And notice it says your Father, not your aunt, your uncle, the church.Your friends, your heavenly Father.
在路加福音12章23节里面讲说，你们只要求他的国，这些东西必加给你们了。你们这小群不要惧怕，因为你们的父愿意把国赐给你们。注意，这里面讲到说是你天上的父，而不是你的亲戚朋友等等。
The church I came to the Lord in took as many as 5 offerings in a service.
那我在我得救的那个教会，他们在他们主日聚会当中，有些时候会收5次的奉献。
So they were asking the people.
他们那时候是叫人来奉献。
But this scripture tells us to ask the Father.
那这一段的圣经告诉我们说，我们要求天上的父。
So we committed to the Father.
那我们那时候把我们的一生交给我们天上的父。
We will not take offerings from churches or groups.
我们那时候不接受从这个教会或者是集团给我们的奉献。
As we're on our journey in this bus,
那我们在我们这些年住在校车里面的时候。
We will not solicit offerings.
我们也不主动的去找人要奉献。
And if somebody tries to give us an offering from a group or a church, we'll give it to a widow or an orphan in the congregation. We'll not receive it.
那任何时候我们从一个教会或者从一个事工收到的奉献，我们再给出去，给回去，这样。
We will not tell anybody of our need, only the Father.
我们不会跟任何一个人讲我们的需要，我们只是在祷告中向父神告诉他。
And we told the Father.
我们当时告诉父神说。
We will serve you full time.
我们要全时间来服侍你。
If we ever lack,
如果我们有任何的缺乏，
I'm going to assume that we're not seeking your kingdom.
那我就假设说，当我们出现缺乏的时候，因为我们没有求你的国。
We've been fired.
或者是说我们被你解雇了。
Or you've gone broke.
或者是主你自己破产。
And so we'll start first with we're not seeking his kingdom.
那我们往往是从第一个开始就说，可能是因为我们没有求他的国。
We had this small.Bus and everything we owned was in it, and a little Volkswagen Bug.
那当时我们所有的全部在这一个校车和另外一个 Volkswagen 的大众是吗？
But she had
车里面
she had 200 puppets, flannels, black stripes, black lights, a full vacation Bible school that we were having to carry around.
那个时候我太太因为做很多的儿童事工，有很多儿童事工里面用的各样的道具和物品。
We realized we needed something to put that in.
那我们那时候觉得说，我们实在是需要有一个地方把这些儿童事工的道具放进去。
We were on the Navajo Indian Reservation at that time.
我们那时候住在印第安人 Navajo 这个聚居区里面。
And we went to the Father privately.
那我们那时候就跟父神祷告。
We said, Father, we need a trailer.
我们那时候需要一个储藏的地方。
It needs to be no longer than 31 feet and no shorter than 20 feet.
那我们那时候说，我们需要这个储藏的地方不要长于31尺，但是不要短于24尺。
We want it to be aluminum on the outside so it doesn't leak.
我们希望外面是一个铝的，所以它不会漏水。
And we would like it not to have any furniture inside.
我们也希望这个储藏室里面不要有任何的家具。
Impossible.
对当时来说，这是似乎不太可能的事情。
And where we were at on the reservation was the most remote post office in the United States.
那我们当时居住的这个印第安人聚居区里面，其实是最偏僻的，也是最遥远的。那边还有一个邮局。
So it was not like living in a city.
不像说住在一个城市。
About 4 or 5 weeks later.
那四五个礼拜之后。
A 25-year-old man came to me.
一个25岁的一个男子到我这边来。
He said, Jerry, I have a travel trailer for sale down in Window Rock.
那他说 Jerry, 我有一个这种可以拖在车后面的这种储藏室我想卖它。
Now I was praying last night.
那我那天晚上我在祷告的时候。
And the Lord told me to give it to Jerry Jackson.
那神对我说让我把这个给 Jerry 先生。
I said, well, how long is it?
那我问他说这储藏室有多大多长。
He said, it's 31 feet.
那是21尺长。
I said, okay. What's it like on the outside?
31, 那外面是什么样子?
He said, it's aluminum.
是一个铝的。
I can take the furniture out, so I'm just going to start pinching myself. Is this really happening?
那我那时候实际上非常的惊讶，我还掐我自己，想说是不是真的。
But he says, there is one thing about it.
他说，但是有一点你要注意。
I've had a radio shack in it.
那我多年在里面把它当作一个工具房。
And I took all the furniture out.
那我也把里面的家具现在都搬出来了。
We were stunned.
那我那时候实在是惊讶的说不出话来。
And so we know that the Father is real.
那我们再次的知道说神是真实的。
I want to talk to you about the Bible.
那我下面想跟大家分享关于圣经。
50% of the world cannot read.
那世界上50%的人口不会阅读。
And they're never going to read.
他们也大概这一辈子也不会去阅读什么。
So they can't read the Bible.
他们拿到圣经也不会去读它。
So how are they going to get the Bible?
但是他们怎么样知道圣经的真理呢?
It has to be recorded.
他们需要听到圣经。
But there are 6,900 languages in the world.
那全世界有6,900种语言。
2,000 of the languages are spoken by 97% of the Earth's population.
那全世界90%的人口大概讲 2000种语言。
So years ago, we began recording the New Testament in the languages.
那很多年前我们开始就是录音，把圣经录成各种不同的语言。
And now over 40 years of recording, we now have 733 languages recorded.
那这40年下来我们就录了734种语言。
That's about 85% of the people on earth speak those languages.
那全世界大概有85%的人口会就讲这734种语言。
Here's what happens when people hear the Bible who can't read.
当这些不能阅读的人，当他们听到圣经之后，就会发生很神奇的事情。
There is a group of people in Ghana that speak Kankomba.
那在Ghana一直
Kankomba
讲了
他 they're in Ghana, Ghana, Africa.
讲他们的语言。Yeah.
They're illiterate. They're a village.
那他们是住在这些村庄里面，他是没有教育文化这样。
My son Morgan went back to this village with a New Testament on in audio.
那我有个儿子叫 Morgan 去了这些村庄，就把它录成，把新约就录成他们的语言。
In their language.
他们所说的这种语言。
To see what would happen.
他就看说，当他们听到圣经会有什么样的现象。
So the village gathered under a tree.
那全村的人就聚在这个树底下。
And they started playing the New Testament in their language.
那他们就开始放这个新约圣经在他们的语言。
These people could not read.
那这些人不会读。
They listened to the story about the Jesus when he went to the crazy man, the demoniac that was in the graves, and came out and confronted him.
他们就读听到有一段新约有一段的圣经讲到从坟墓里面出来一个被鬼附的人去迎接耶稣。
And there was demons in him, and the demons talked to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Get out of him."
那这个在有当时这个人里面身上有带着鬼，那这个鬼就跟耶稣有段对话，耶稣就斥责这些鬼，让鬼从这个人身上出来。
They asked to go in the pigs.
那这些鬼就跟求耶稣说，把他们赶出来的时候，把他们赶到猪里面去。
The pigs couldn't stand it, so they ran in the sea and drowned.
那就猪也受不了这些鬼，结果这些猪就被掉到海里面，就淹死了。
But the man became normal.
但是这个人却清醒过来，成为正常。
When these people in this village listened to this story,
当这个村里面的人听到这一段的故事
，This is. Did Jesus know the demons were going to go into the pigs?
那他们就提出问题说，耶稣是不知道说这些鬼会跑到猪里面去。
Somebody said, "Well, we just listened to it, and they asked his permission. He gave them permission."
那个时候说那些人就讲说刚才我们听到这段圣经说耶稣有给他们这个允许。
And they said, did Jesus know that the pigs were going to go in the sea and die?
那他们继续问说耶稣是不是也知道说这些猪也会跳到海里面死掉。
And somebody said, well, he's God, he knows everything.
那有人就说那因为耶稣是神所以他知道这一切。
And they said, why would he do such an evil thing to those people?
那些人他们就不懂说耶稣为什么让这样的事情发生在这些人和猪身上。
Because those pigs belong to different families.
那个时候不同的家庭就是拥有不同的猪。
Imagine if you go out after church tonight.
那就想象说今天聚会之后。
And all your cars are thrown in a ravine.
那如果你所有的车都被丢进这些这种。
And you say why? They said, well, because Jesus was here.
那你如果说为什么我的车不见了？你说因为耶稣刚才在这边吩咐把车都丢进这些毁坏的地方。
Would you want him to come back?
那你希望这样的耶稣回来吗
？The wealth of the whole village just got ruined.
那整个村的这个的财产好像都被毁坏了。
And Morgan, my son, is hiding behind a tree.
那我儿子那时候听到他们这样讲话，非常害怕，躲在树后面。
45 minutes of conversation and questions going on.
那这种有45分钟的这种的问答在进行。
Finally, one of the older men stood up.
那结果在他们终于有一个比较年长的人站起来。
He says, "We've been talking about this, and we think that Jesus was teaching." He says, "We have a man like that in our village, don't we?"
那他这个老人就说， 我们村里面其实有一个人好像就是被鬼附的。
And they said we would just as soon he would die than one of our animals would die.
那个时候我们听到这样的故事，我们会假设说这个人死掉，就是我们的牲畜不会死掉。
And they go,
那当时他们就开始思考。
So what Jesus was teaching us is the value of one human soul is worth more than the economy of a whole village.
那这位老人就说，耶稣在这地方要借着这样的故事教导我们说，一个人的灵魂远远超过所全村人的财产的重要性。
So the soul of one terrible person in Los Alamos is worth more than the economy of all of Los Alamos to God.
那同样的，我们在 Los Alamos 或许一个在我们看来很坏的一个人的灵魂，他的价值远远超过所有 Los Alamos 人的财产。
Then there's another story of the Quechua Indians in Peru.
那在另外一个故事，我想跟大家分享，在秘鲁的一个那当地的印第安人，叫做 Quechua 的这个种族。
The Quechua Indians are looked upon as animals.
那很多周围的人视这个族的人为野蛮的，就像牲畜一样。
They're not clean.
他们似乎很不干净。
And they got driven out of the mountains down into Peru into the city.
他们原先是住在山里面，后来被山里面赶出来，就现在进到了秘鲁的城里面去。
They had become Christians.
那其中有一些人成为基督徒。
And they were trying to go someplace to go to church.
那他们想去教会去聚会。
Now they didn't bathe very much.
那他们这个族的一个习惯，他们常常不洗澡。
And maybe they didn't use toilet paper.
那他们也不会用手纸。
So, would you like to be sitting in the chair where one of those was sitting?
那我们当中是不是有人愿意坐在教会聚会的时候坐在他们旁边？
I think you'd put a plastic there.
那你可能会拿一个塑料布垫在这些人要坐的位置上。
And so the church refused them because they said you're dirty, you're unclean.
那很多教会就拒绝他们说，因为他们太肮脏，不干净。
My son Morgan went to five villages where these people had lived.
那我儿子 Morgan 就曾经访问过他们五个这样的村庄。
Because we had recorded the New Testament in their language.
那因为我们把新约也录成了他们所讲的语言。
Before it was all in Spanish.
那以前我们最录的比较多的是西班牙文。
Now you all can understand this better because some of you have trouble with English, and you'd prefer it was in Chinese.
那就像我们当中可能有人更希望听到中文的，不见得希望听到英文。
And some of you have not learned the Chinese language, and you get some of it, but you'd prefer it was in English.
那或许在我们当中有人更希望是用英文而不是用中文。
And so they didn't understand. And Morgan went to the first pastor, and he said, "What is the favorite story of the people?"
那我那时候我儿子就去当时的教会问他们说，这些族群他们喜欢听什么
？Oh, they said the story of the woman, with the bleeding.
那他们说他们喜欢听的一个故事就是这个有血漏病人的妇女。
He said, "What?"
那我儿子就觉得很奇怪，为什么喜欢听这样的故事
？When the story is over, the people say, "Oh, my heart is hurting. My heart is hurting."
那很多人听到关于血漏妇人的故事之后，觉得他们很心痛。
Now before, when they had the Bible in Spanish, it didn't make sense to them.
那以前他们听到西班牙文的这样录音，他们听不太懂。
Now it was in their language, it made sense.
那当他们听到自己的语言的圣音乐圣经，他们才明白。
Seven villages in a row, it's the same story. These villages were separate from each other.
那我儿子有机会去了这七个村庄，他就几乎有非常同样的经历。
So Morgan kept saying, "Why?"
那我儿子就非常不理解为什么是这样。
And then he got understanding.
后来他才明白。
Because the Indians, when they listened to the Bible in the story, in the drama presentation, they identify with the woman.
那他后来才明白，这些印第安人他们听的时候，因为这个录的音里面有这种像戏剧性的表达，所以他们就跟这个妇女有同感。
Because they were being told they were dirty, that they were unclean.
那因为他们同样作为这个族群的人，也被人告知说他们是不干净的啊、族群。
So as that woman worked her way through the crowd.
所以就像这个血漏有血漏的妇女啊、在人群中慢慢靠近耶稣的过程。
In their minds, they did the same thing.
那同样，这群人当他们觉得他们要来接近主的时候，他们有同样的这样感受和经历。
And then when she touched him, touched his garment.
当这个血漏的妇女、伸手摸耶稣的 衣坠
he turned and said, who touched me?
那耶稣回过头来说谁摸了我
and they all expected him to say, you dirty stinking Indian, how dare you touch me?
那他们当时听的时候 都以为说耶稣会骂他们说不干净的人你为什么来摸我
instead he said, daughter
但耶稣却说女儿
and they weep
他们听到这样的故事，他们都哭起来。
Because they realize Jesus loves them, and those are the stories all over the world when people who can't read hear the Scripture, they go into the Scripture and be a part of it.
那他们就真实的感受到，圣经中里面讲说神爱他们是什么意思。这就是说，当一个圣经被录成他们所能够理解的语言。他们就能够真正的明白神是何等样的一位神。
In India, you have the caste system, a system of order.
那在印度，是非常讲究种族等级的。
And this one group of people were latrine cleaners, toilet cleaners.
那有一个族群是专门清洗厕所的。
They were dirty.
他们被人认为是非常的不干净。
The men were embarrassed and humiliated.
那个族群中的男子，他们觉得非常的羞愧。
And they would get drunk.
那在这样的羞愧情况下，他们常常喝醉酒。
When they're drunk, they beat their wives.
啊，当他们喝醉酒之后，他们回家会
beat the children,
击打他们的妻子、孩子。
We recorded their language, the New Testament in their language.
那我们也把新约圣经用他们的语言录下来。
Some of these people heard the Bible playing.
那有些人他们听到了新约的圣经在他们用他们的语言
and the story they heard was about the widow and her mite the widow and the penny
那他们所听到的有一段故事是讲到寡妇 几个小钱奉献的故事
and probably the way they would have heard the story is Jesus turned to his apostles and said see that woman over there that widow over there
那或许我们理解这段圣经是耶稣对他的门徒说你看那个寡妇
She's very poor, but she's given her little bit amount of money, which is all she has.
那我们会听到耶稣讲说，她非常的穷，但是她把她的所有都给出来了。
But God loves her gift more than He loves the rich man's gift.
但神更喜悦这个寡妇两个小钱的奉献，超过了这些富有的人所有的奉献。
And these toilet cleaners looked at their dirty hands, and they realized.That God loved their gift, even as small and as dirty as it was, more than He loved the Brahmins or the high caste gift.
那这些清理厕所的这些人开始明白，神喜悦他们手中所做的工，更多的更喜悦他们手中所做的工，比那些所谓更富有、更有地位的人所做的工。
Gave them self-esteem.
让他们开始有自尊。
And they got a.Upgraded their job to becoming rat catchers. It's a lot better than cleaning toilets.
那他们就开始有些时候开始去抓老鼠，觉得这好像觉得是一个更高贵的一个工作。
And they learned to give, yes.
那这些人也学习来奉献。
What we're working for, the scripture says that the gospel will be preached, and then the end will come. Matthew 24:14, right?
在马太福音第二十四章里面讲到说，福音要传遍天下，这样然后末期才来到。
Also says in Isaiah 11:9 that the knowledge of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea.
在以赛亚书十一章里面讲到说，神的知识将遍满全地，就像水充满洋海一样。
So what I'm interested in doing.Is getting as many of the languages as possible, at least 2,000 recorded in the next few years.
那我一生希望想做的事情就是把越来越多的圣经录到越来越多的语言上去。
That will mean 97% of the earth's population will have the word of God in the language they pray to God in.
那如果我们能够录到2000种语言的话呢，这样的话97%的世界的人口就能够听到他们自己语言，然后用这样的话来向神祷告。
Right now we're recording some of the dialects in China.
那我们现在正在做的一个事工就是把圣经录成一些中国的一些的地方话方言。
And so what I'm hoping there'll be a religious leader when that happens, that 97% of the people in the world have God's word in the language they pray to God in, that that religious leader will look up to heaven and say, the word of God is covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. The gospel is being preached all over the earth. We send a formal invitation to you, Father, to send Lord Jesus for his church.
那我盼望着有一天，就是当我们这些的工作，还有全世界各地这样的工作做到这个程度之后，会有一个基督教的领袖站起来，代表全球的基督徒向神发出这样的邀请，说因为认识耶和华的知识要充满全地，好像水充满洋海一般，现在这个时候已经到了，我们全地的基督徒都邀请主再来。
Which brings us back to my first question: Is there a God?
我想我来回到我第一个向大家发出的问题：是不是存在这位神
？Do we really believe there is a God?
我们是否真心的相信这位神
？Are we bold enough to believe that He is coming?
那我们是不是有胆识宣告说他会再来
？Are we bold enough to believe that there is a heaven?
那我们是不是有胆识相信说有？天堂真实的存在。
Can we plan on being in heaven?
那我们是不是知道说我们一定会将来与主同在天堂里
？My oldest son Clay makes the statement.
那我的大儿子 Clay 曾经说过。
He's an engineer.
他是一个工程师。
He says, if this earth was made in 6 years.
那如果说我们这个地球是6年造成。
And the Lord's been away for 2,000 years.
那神已经回到天上2000年
making a place for us
那在天上预备为我们预备地方
it must be pretty nice
那为花2000年预备的地方一定是非常的好
thank you
谢谢大家 Do you want to give out the books or
I was asked to write a book.
那有一次有人叫我写一本书。
About our journey and answers to prayer.
那这本书的主题是我们在我们是如何经历神应允我们的祷告。
So I have books here that are free that you can take, and if you have somebody that you'd like to give them to, you're welcome to take as many as you want.
那我带了几箱书来，就是给免费赠送给大家。如果你如果你有朋友，你愿意也赠送给他们的话，圣坛你不要安排一些人发一下。
It's our story of experience and answers to prayer is what it is. Okay, thank you.
Okay. 那Jerry 先生和他太太今天晚上要赶回去，因为他明天在教会还有一些的服事，这样，所以今天就不会住在这边。那另外一个让我觉得很神奇的，就是在他的办公室里面，他自己做了个挪亚方舟。I was sharing with them that you built Noah's Ark yourself and put it in your office. 那我跟大家也分享另外一个，就是那一天我第一次碰到他的时候我们当时有大概十来位牧师，我们一起做了一个那个van 去他的这个施工的地方。那当时我们在去的路上呢，有两个牧师就讲说他们今年59岁了就是言下之意呢可能要开始考虑到人生59岁之后应当做什么。然后我们到了他的施工，然后参观了他很多的工厂和制作这个录音室录音棚这样。然后后来就进了 Jerry 的办公室。Jerry 第一个跟我们分享的就是说他59岁的时候也在想说他可以考虑退休了，可以把他的事工完全交给他的4个孩子。我们很多的牧师就彼此 相看一下，因为我们来的路上也讲59岁，但是他说59岁的时候，神突然感动他要建这个挪亚方舟，结果他建完挪亚方舟之后，他才发觉说神在他身上还有更多的更大的事情要做，所以从那个时候开始，他就是决定要录更多的语言，所以他今年77岁，所以已经是almost 20年，从那59岁的时候的那个神在他身上的这个带领，所以I was just sharing with them that how at age 59, God gave you a new assignment, and you want to share or?
What I'd really like to share is when Annette was 55 years old.
那我太太55岁的时候
she began recording the Bible and began traveling all over the world.
他那时候就开始用把圣经录成不同的语言，而且在世界各地旅游然后把这样的圣经带到世界各地。
So she likes to say at 55, my life really just started.
那我太太常常说，在55岁的时候，我的生命刚刚开始。
She's recorded somewhere around 40 different languages in different countries.
那我太太在过去这些年大概在不同的区域录了大概40种语言。
When I say she, yeah, and when I say recorded, she directed it. She directed the recordings of the Cantonese and Mandarin also.
那粤语和国语的这个录音是她太太负责制作的。
Okay, so if you have a smartphone,
你如果有一个 smartphone,
Bible.is, all 700 languages are right here.
那700多种，他们已经录成了这样的。
In print and audio, free.
录音都在这个 site 上面。Bible.is.
And if you know that people who are deaf, there's also a deaf Bible.
如果你有听到有这个耳聋的这样的
Absolutely.
他们也有这种手语的这样的圣经。
So the Lord challenged me when I was 59.
那59岁的时候，神挑战我。
To keep going.
不要停下来，继续走。
And I'm 77 now.
我今年77岁。
And the Lord has done more in those years than He did it in all the early years.
那在过去的18年，神在我身上的作为远远超过头59年。
So the challenge to all of us is.
那我想挑战在座的每一位。
If we believe in heaven.
我们相信天堂真实的存在。
We can really retire in heaven.
那我们只有在天堂才能够讲退休这样的事情。
But keep going.
那我们在地上的日子要每天不断地往前走。为了主天天地往前走。谢谢。Thank you. OK. 我想我们再次谢谢大家今天晚上能够一起有这样的聚会。待会儿Jerry 夫妇可能会再停留一小段时间，如果你愿意跟他也有一些的交流也可以，我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。亲爱的恩主，我们再次的为着Jerry 和他的太太今天晚上在我们当中的分享，我们向你感恩，谢谢你是这样真实的带领你的儿女，你这样真实的祝福他们在你里面的日子愿意他在你将来在你天上所蒙的奖赏也成为我们的羡慕，也愿意他们的经历他们所认识的神成为我们的神，愿意他今天对着我们的鼓励也借着你圣灵的工作长留在我们的心里面，成为我们天天来追求你认识你，也在我们的岗位我们的生活来经历你的这样的一个的见证和激励，再次的谢谢主，求你保守他们前面的日子，也保守他们一路回去的平安，祝福他们手中所做的工和你在他们身上所要成就的旨意都交在主你的手里面，谢谢你这样的浩大的恩典和保守，这样祈求和感恩，奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名，阿门。